You can't be serious, man. You cannot be serious!
I'm getting this out of the way first, Don, I know, and Dr. Ben, MD, managing Don, he'll be coming on the line because he couldn't come on last week. Remember, he cancelled because they had a big meeting about the Trump indictment, or wait till we ask him about what he was talking about Trump with the gurus at the station he works at. That'll be interesting. I bet none of them have any idea what they're talking about. But we'll get this out of the way first, Don and Ivan.
My boss.
You know when MichaelChristianMenswear.com said that we're bringing out sort of designer hats with your signature and my signature, and we said, Mick, with tongue in cheek, said we'll sell them for $69. And you said, oh, gee whiz, I was a marketer when I was selling jeans and they're shit. I said, yeah, they might be shit, Don, but your signature and my signature. Well, A, he sold out of them almost overnight, and B, someone saw one on eBay for $400. So, someone saw, obviously the person who bought the hat for $400 doesn't listen to the podcast, or he could have got one from MichaelChristianMenswear.com for $69.
I know, so they went quickly because I ordered three and I hope they're put aside.
Well, anyhow, Don, so you said to me, oh, we've got the hats. I said, you've got the hats, and I said, we've signed them. And you said, well, can I have three? And I said, Don, it's no good having a dog and barking yourself. Mick sends out the hats. I remitted them back to him in Tasmania, and he's going to send them out to your clients or whoever wanted them. And so I know we shouldn't. The doc will go berserk if he hears us doing shout-outs to start with. But the hats have... and he's sending over another brace of hats for you to sign, Don. So,
brace of hats?
A brace.
Now, that's an interesting... Brace of hats.
Yes, a brace of hats. Oh. I was going to look up the word brace.
Yeah, brace of hats.
You're not going to look that up, are you?
No, I'm not. No,
I'll look up.
What do you call a gathering of crows? It's a...
A murder.
No, yes, exactly.
Exactly. Now, now, so this is... Well, we got Mick Christian...
Jeez, we're on a roll.
What, one in a row?
What's wrong with you this morning? The hair a different colour? Has that gone to your brain? Because you're in a good mood. You're flying.
Let me get on to speaking of brains, Don. There's a study out. Did you see this? There's a study out that said snoring is a cause of the early onset of cognitive decline.
That's what I've did heard. I've worried that? About that. It's
can sleep I ask apnea. You?
Yes, I do you, suffer from that.
Do you snore?
I don't know.
Well, what about the people who sleep next to you? You've had
there's
a brace
nobody.
Of them.
When you're not in the bachelor, the top 15 bachelors
Don.
Of Melbourne,
Don.
Nobody can tell you whether you snore.
Don, you forget who you're speaking to. I know you've been sleeping.
You're one of the top 15 bachelors of Melbourne. That's who I'm speaking to. I wish I could buy a boat. Do you think I've got an aluminium tinny? Do you think how I'd rate with an aluminium tinny?
He's ducking the question. You know, Don,
I'm trying to put shit on you.
I know you've been sleeping next to people in recent times.
Oh, really?
I'm going to take a stab at it. I reckon they're probably women. But in this day and age, I reckon anything... That's standing erect and breathing will get your attention. Anyhow,
and two legs.
So have you been told by the latest person you've slept with or had a lay down with that you snore? Because this could be the reason why you're cognitively starting to slip off the edge. Because
I haven't slept for years.
I mentioned to you plenty of things and you say, oh, well, we never mentioned that. I said, we spoke about it last week, Don. And I'm going to tell you something else that we spoke about last week, see if you can remember it. So... Do you snore for a start?
Don't know.
Have you been told by
don't know.
Your latest conquest?
Have you?
There's something going on.
Not
here.
Conquest on, but have you?
Yeah, that's a good word. Conquest.
Have you been told by the latest person that you snore? Someone said your ass went to sleep one night. I don't think that's probably snoring. I think that's a different sort of snoring, Ivan.
Very good.
Thank you, Ivan. You don't know? All right.
What about yourself?
Do I snore? Mm. I tell you what, we could do some research, Don. Why don't you come round to my little bed sitter one day and stay the night and, you know,
listen to your snore.
Well, you know how if you lie in bed with someone that you don't want to be too familiar with, they have their head up one end.
Oh, do they? Has this happened to you? Well, you've gone to bed and there's somebody's not interested in you.
No. If you sleep, Don, if you sleep with, if two blokes get into bed together just because there's only one bed, sleep with your head up one end and they sleep with your head down the other end.
Oh, do they?
Well, of course, I've done that before.
Oh, have you?
Yes, Don. Oh, do they? Or have you got anything other than questions?
No, I'm just amazed. I didn't realise you had another side to your
persona. Or have they? Or will they?
Your persona.
Where are they?
I didn't realise there was another side to you.
So, Don, maybe one day come up and we'll have just a light repair of what we'll take. Masticate. We'll have a light repair.
We'll have a what? Masticate.
Masticate food. That's take some food in, and then we don't drink, but we could get in a jovial mood, and then we could go back and we could get into our PJs, jammies.
I haven't got a pair.
What do you wear to bed?
I haven't got a set.
Commando.
What do you wear to bed?
Just a T-shirt.
What about the plums?
Just hang.
You don't cover the plums up or the population rod. Good God. Well, I'll tell you what.
Well, how do you sleep?
Similar. Similar.
You have a set of pajamas, do you?
I put the plums in a sling so in case they just run rampant because they're not as tight as they used to be, Don. They roam all over the bed. So, Don, I digress. So if you could put some briefs on when you sleep at my place and put your head down one end and I'll put my head up the other end and I'll have briefs on too and a singlet. In fact, I might have a ironclad fucking pair of pants on. Don't worry about that. I could set the alarm and I could maybe stay awake till 1 in the morning and see if you snore, and then I'll go to sleep and you can stay awake.
And you'll monitor what? My bowel habits until...
Not your bowel habits. Snoring, Don. Snoring. That's what they said. See, you've just forgotten what I was talking about then. You're in the early stages of cognitive decline. We were talking about snoring being the early stages of that affliction, and you just said... how my bowel movements are. Nothing to do with your bowel. If you shit the bed, Don, that would be it. That would be the last time you'd sleep at my place.
Isn't there a source?
I get some plastic sheets.
Didn't we do something with the sauce, shit my pants or something?
That hot sauce.
Yeah, what was that?
What was her name?
Renee Bunster or Bunster from Perth.
Well, now there's your memory going well, Don. You obviously
remember that Bunster. What was the name of that sauce?
Yeah, it was
shit my pants. Have we got it up on
fuck
the...
Fuck, this is hot.
Fuck, this is hot. There was shit my bed.
Yeah, there was shit my... But they couldn't put that into the mainstream supermarkets. Woolworths and Coles wouldn't put in fuck, this is hot, or I've shit my pants sauce.
We should get that.
Don, we thought they might want to... Seeing as I wonder if they know we had 11 million now, it is 11 million downloads. We thought they might sponsor us, and we made overtures.
I think when
other people were here, you know, the Rocket, you remember the Rocket, don't you?
No.
He was the panel,
what did he do?
He was the panel operator here for a while, and Mick Sheehan,
who
jumped ship when it got a bit warm in the kitchen. So the Rocket.
Who's been fooling around with our Instagram photograph too?
Your girlfriend has.
Oh, what? Who? I didn't give her permission to do that.
Oh, well, you have to take that up with her. Maybe she could tell you if you snore. She.
Is she in today?
I don't know. I'm glad I said that before she is.
Yeah.
Speaking of, wait till we get on. Just now you'll remember this, but I'm just finishing the shout-outs or we just jump all over the place here.
I've got a few.
Well, I'm just finishing notes. So this is michaelchristianmenswear.com. Could I please say hello to Steve Geschke? G-E-S-C-H-K-E. Geschke of Geschke Plumbing in Keysborough. Also, Adam Floyd. And Mick got in brackets, they call him Floydie. Oh, shit, eh? Yep. Oh, gee, yep. That's original.
Pretty good.
Floydie from, God almighty, Bulimba. Bulimba, have you heard of that?
Victoria? New
Bulimba, South Queensland. B-U-L-I-M-B-A. I've never heard of Bulimba. And Ron Campbell from Geraldton.
Cambo.
What?
Well, his nickname. Cambo. Surely.
Have a look fucking Ivan.
I tell you what, Ivan is brief. Has a brevity of words, but when he lets a couple go, they're gems. You reckon he's called Cambo, do you, Ivan?
Yeah.
You fucking moron. From Geraldton.
Ivan was recognised at the supermarket the other day. He's walking around like a dog with a tin dick.
Take use my lines, please, Don.
Yeah, it's yours.
Don with a dog with a tin dick.
Jeez, that's an old...
That's right, I've been using that for a long time.
Jeez. What do you give patent that one?
Maybe. Ron Campbell, Cambo, as Ivan says, from Geraldton on the way...
From Geraldton.
On way. What's that mean? On way. And it says from Beaufield from Tullamarine. Oh, for mixed dyslexic. He's got... Is that Beaufield? Beaufield.
Beaufield.
From Tullamarine.
Oh, that's his name. Beaufield. So there's a guy from Geraldton.
On way. What's on way mean?
Ron Campbell.
Yes, Campbell.
From Geraldton. On way.
That's right. What's on way?
It's on its way. That means the hat's on its way.
Geraldton, WA.
Hat's on its way.
Hey, listen, I've got Mick Christian sending me bloody... Shout outs as well, I've got to read. Is that all he does?
We'll get him if the doc's.
Where's Worf? From Thornhill.
Fucking hell, jeez, unbelievable. Go on.
Where's Worf from Thornhill, Victoria? He's a Hawk supporter. So Mick says I've got to give him a shout out. Hey, our little friends in America. I just rang him to see how he was, Shane Crawford, and he sent me a photograph. He's at the Lakers basketball game.
Right now,
as we do this podcast.
Has he gone as a mascot?
At 8:38 in America, whatever time that is, he's watching the Lakers play.
Right.
And so I'm giving him a shout out. And also Cameron Smart. I had a very... I wouldn't mention his surname. Cameron from Hastings. We had a very good
Cameron
conversation.
Cameron Smart, you wouldn't mention his surname.
And Cameron told me, did you realise... that 7-Eleven are offering an app, or you can get an app.
Yeah.
Now, he was telling me that you
Where
can...
Where you been? I know what you're going to talk about.
What, the price of petrol?
Yeah.
How long has this been around?
It's been around a long time, 6 months. And you lock the price in.
You lock the price in. He said it's good for 5 days, so if he's driving around Noble Park or wherever it is, and it's... He saved himself 10 cents at the Bowser at Hastings the other day.
Yep. Yep.
Well,
that's a 10%. Well, it was because we're both on the gas pump. That's a 10% saving. I didn't realise. I'm going to download that.
So, is that the shout outs? Because.
Yeah, yep.
Well, so.
There was Shane, Wes, and Cameron.
Right, Cameron Smart. You weren't allowed to mention
his surname, but I just did.
Has he got a. What would his son's name be, do you reckon?
Get Smart?
No, Maxwell. Oh, you think his son's name would be Get Smart, do you? It'd be Maxwell Smart.
That's it.
Don, word association man, for God's sake. That's like when I asked him to do, say, Bond. My name's Bond, James Bond. I said, go on, say
Bond,
it.
James.
What's your name? And he said, Don. Don Scott. I said, no, say Bond, James Bond. I can't say it. Now this is, you're talking about discounts at 7-Eleven, was it?
Or yep, 7-Eleven.
So Kate Save. Kate, now, I tell you what people say to us, Don and Ivan, why do we mention Kate Save's BeFit food and the marijuana oil? Because we think we're doing a bit of a service. We are not dietitians and we're not medical people, but the medical marijuana, as the Doc James Stewart calls it, the plant-based whatever he calls it. We think it does us good. We're not necessarily recommending it to anyone else or saying what it does, but it is very good for our ailments, the small ones we have,
Don. I'll have to go off that BeFit food. I've lost too much weight.
Just a minute, Don. Well, well done.
Well, no.
Well, hang on.
I'm down to bloody 88
kilos. So people ask
why
we mention the marijuana oil, because it does us good. And if you want to get it, James Stewart is the contact, but there's plenty of people sell it. And don't ask us any about what it does medically. It just helps us. And BeFit food. So, Don, if you're after a weight loss program or you want to be nutritionally fed by Kate's food, you are now endorsing the fact that it's lost you weight. So this was my this is why I brought it up, because she now, listen to this, Don and Ivan. She has got her just let me find it. Oh God, she's got her Easter redemption sale.
Easter redemption.
Yes, you can redeem. I think what? Some money. You know, Easter redemption, and Christ went onto the cross in, was it Friday or Sunday? Went onto the cross. I think he got nailed to it on Friday, and he arose on Sunday, didn't
Correct.
He? Easter Sunday.
Yep, you're right.
Could be the other way around. Well, he wouldn't have been nailed to it before he...
No. I think you got it right the first
right.
time.
Anyhow, the Easter Redemption Sale, which ends this Sunday, Don, it's a week after he was arisen from the cross, it ends at midnight on Sunday. You can get 15% off Kate Saves BeFit Food. And if you mention the code SAS, what's SAS stand for? Don, cognitively speaking?
Well, that's that army division, SAS or something. What is it?
Smart as Sam, because that was the code.
Oh, okay.
That was the code. God,
well, there, smart is as there a division of the army, the SAS?
It's like speaking to a cricket. that's what it's like speaking to. It was going to be called Smart as Don, but...
Sod. Sad.
Sod.
Sod. Oh, fucking hell. Jeez, it is the no end to it.
Working well.
Sod. Yes. Yeah, sod, that'd be so anyhow, if you mention SAS, the code, not only do you get 15% off till Sunday midnight, you get 20% off. 20% off.
Wouldn't it be easier if we set up a bloody website?
We've set it up, sort of.
And they can just go onto the website and click.
Well, does Kate sell it down to Tasmania?
She sells it
to
everywhere.
I don't know, she sells it everywhere.
Does Mick buy it?
She's
Mick.
Was Christian. He overweight?
He was.
Was
he's
he?
18 kilos he's lost.
Fat, he's as fat as a hog.
Is he really?
Oh, no, he sweats.
Not anymore.
His wife's a good cook.
Yeah, she
makes nice cake anyway.
He sweats just sitting watching the television.
Really?
Now, Don. Don.
What?
Kate Saves BeFit Food is in Chemist Warehouse.
Is it
not?
Yep.
I know it is, because the man who listens to this, who does not want his name mentioned.
Says, what does he do, that fellow chemist?
He runs it, I think.
Oh,
he sort of runs it.
Anyhow, he's just a store manager.
No, I think he's bigger than that.
I don't know.
It doesn't matter who he is. And it's in a whole lot of supermarkets up in Queensland, isn't it? Or hasn't she got it? It doesn't matter where it is. You'll go to her website, BeFit Food, and you can get 20% off if you mention SAS. 15 if you don't. So that's what we've done there. So now...
So hang on. So they go to her website and push in SAS, do they?
Oh, they do.
Okay.
I think they do.
Why wouldn't you just go down and mention it? Down to a factory?
I don't know. Anyhow. So that's the only reason we mention Ivan, BeFit Food and the marijuana oil, because... Don's lost weight and he's nutritionally, I wouldn't say you're looking as crisp as you have been.
I'm feeling much better. I've got onto something else too.
Here we go.
Is it not in competition to those two things, is it?
It's not bad.
I'm
firing.
Hello.
I'm testing it at the moment. I've been on it for 2 weeks.
Is it like a sort of Viagra thing? I mean, Viagra can say that can stave off heart disease.
Well, it's a heart tablet. It was developed as a heart tablet, Viagra.
That's what
I said.
Did
you realise that?
I just said that.
Did you realise it
was developed? Yes, did I not just say that? It's like Viagra. It gets the pump working.
Exactly.
Over time. What's the thing that you found, Don? This will be good. What is it? chewable condoms or what? Do you remember the bloke got home? The bloke got home and he said to his missus, he said, I've bought some chewable condoms. And she said, oh, wow. So she dived under the covers and went, you know, started to perform oral sex on him. And she came up and she said, what are they, garlic and onion flavoured? He said, I don't know. He said, I've left them at work. Now, Don, what have you found that's...
I'm afraid it might not be that good.
Yeah, what have you found, Don, that got you up, fizzed you up? And look, the word association, you wait till I get on to fizzling. But go on, I jump around. Go ahead.
Jeez, you're on... Tell me what you're... on something today.
Don, tell...
You
tell
and
you
Rex
what,
Hunt.
What?
You and Rex Hunt, you're both on something.
Don... Tell me what you've got onto that you has got you going a bit, you said.
Oh, no, it's in the...
Do you remember you just
yes,
said
I
that.
Do. Yes, I do. No, I'm not going to say anything at this stage, but I'm testing it. I'm the test.
So this is how it works, Ivan. Don, I say, bring some topics up, and he says, all right, and he writes them all down, and I say, now. And I can see him looking at me, he's putting his hand up and saying, I've got a topic. He said, now I've got onto something that might fizz me up a bit. He said, it's got me going. And I said, what is it? He said, I can't say. I'm not going to say. That's hardly a topic, Don. That you've teased us. And then you
don't... That's right. Well, anyway, I'll let you know next week. I've been on it for 2 weeks in next week.
Do you remember, both of you, last week when Phoebe was in?
Is she coming in today?
She's probably stuck on the Westgate.
I hope she's coming in.
We need her to just keep us in line.
No, do you remember
she
last week...
She adds a bit of
week,
credibility to this show too.
Do you remember last week that we...
She's popular.
Seriously.
Was that Rex?
Jesus. Why does it keep ringing, Don?
Well, that's my granddaughter. She lost the pony she rides, if you really want to know.
Well, where did she lose it?
Died.
Oh.
I thought the RSPC would be out looking for it. It's obviously broken through its moorings and it's galloped down the paddock. And
she's very upset.
Where did she lose it? She said, how did he lose it? She said, he's dead. Yeah. Oh, shit, Don.
Sorry about that.
That's extraordinary. Now, Don, do you remember last week Phoebe said... Because we've had several things mentioned in the paper, Don, and they give us scant regard by saying, you know, as heard on...
That's all right.
But they do mention it.
Okay, so...
So do you remember? And Phoebe said, oh, no, she said, that's not very good of them. When they get information from the podcast, they should give you a credit. Let me read out the Sunday Herald Sun from last week. Read this out to you, Don. No, just let me... This is Phoebe's column last week. Yeah, you'll love this. Yeah, this is her. Hang on, here we go. Remember I mentioned that sex dolls are running out,
yeah.
Don? And I said I'd seen one.
Yeah, that's right.
So this is what she put in the paper. Have a listen to this. The company believes the dolls are being used as passengers by drivers fed up with Melbourne's clogged roads and wanting to get into the restricted lanes. This has been going on for years, Newman said on Wednesday. Mm. Last Wednesday we said it on the podcast.
Yeah, you said it, yeah.
Yeah, she said, didn't say where she heard it, she just said, Newman said on Wednesday, I have seen it on the Eastern Freeway. Didn't even mention where she heard it.
Now here's the apple of your eye just walking through the door.
Don.
Turn around. Acknowledge.
Don.
Hello, darling.
Don, can you understand Phoebe? Do you... Phoebe gave us a nice belting. Is that her?
No, that's the mouse.
Gave us a nice belting. Gave the paper, the Herald Sun, a belting and said, oh, no, they should mention where they heard it. And you said, oh, well, at least they mention you cannot be serious. So Phoebe puts in the paper, the Sunday Herald Sun, as Newman said,
Well, she was short a copy.
On Wednesday.
She couldn't put in, she had to fill up the plate.
Seeing as she's part of it, she couldn't put in as heard on You Cannot Be Serious.
No.
Oh, holy shit.
You've got to be joking, Phoebe, seriously. To put that column.
Hey? Well, we provide most of the content for the paper. I reckon we provide more content for the Herald Sun because we are a little crisper than the people, the journeymen and journeywomen who write for the thing.
They oh, now hang on.
A little crisper, Don.
Oh, seriously. I think you're well, overrating yourself.
Of course I am. We're more resourceful than them. They just drag it all off the social media. Now, Don,
I read the Herald Sun this morning, or the Sun.
Herald Sun, it's called.
Different. What have you done?
You hit the button.
God.
Did
are we still on?
I did.
Yep.
I hit the button.
Are we still on?
Yep, we're on. Mm. Go on. Go on, Don, please.
Yep. He's distracted.
Don't be so. Speak to me. If anyone walks in the door, you lose concentration. Go on, tell me. Tell me, Don, what are you talking about?
He's not even focusing
on
us.
So here's a thing, Ivan. This is the new word. This is called fizzling. It's called fizzling. F-I-Z-Z-L-I-N-G. And you know, I've never tried to date someone on the platforms. You know, what are they called? Grindr or what are they?
Bumble.
And what's the other one? Grindr's the
Tinder.
Oh, Grindr's the pornographic one, is it? Or the gay one?
That's the gay one, I think.
What's the gay one?
Grindr.
Don, Grindr. You concentrate on
what's the other? What was the other one called? Tinder.
Bumble, Tinder.
Tinder.
So it says RSVP. This is the new word. So I've never had to do this because I've never tried to date anyone on Tinder or Grindr.
You
or
were on there.
We've been through that, Don. I'm not on it. I was nearly on it, put on by someone else. I was nearly put on it, but I'm not on it. So this is the new thing, Don. If you want to break up with someone, so if you used to go out with someone, you'd ring them up and you say, "Oh, it's Don here, Margaret. I'm not going out with you anymore, and that's it." And then she'd say, "Oh, Don, why not?" "Oh, I don't know, but I'm not." So you would at least speak to her, not face to face.
How would your relationships go?
Hmm?
How would your breakup?
I'd just move into state.
No, you wouldn't.
Shut up, Don.
What are you doing? They'd say, ring up.
Don.
Who
so
is
now
this, woman?
This is the new word that if you want to break up with someone and you're not too confident or you just don't want to offend someone, this is called fizzling. And this is what it says it is, Don. When dates don't want to tell someone they're no longer interested, they become slower and shorter in their responses before stopping altogether, hoping it'll be less offensive. So they're not game to say, "Look, I'm sorry, this is not going anywhere and I think we should break up." What they do is they don't answer for a while. They respond to the people who might be texting them and they get longer and longer and shorter, hoping that the person will think, "Oh, well, he or she have lost interest." And it's called fizzling, Don. That's the new word. That's in the lexicon.
I've just dated a fizzler.
He's got gems, Ivan. Not often does he speak, but when he does, he said he's...
Do you think that's why he gets recognised at the supermarket?
He's been out with a fizzler.
Because I don't talk.
You ever been out with a fizzler? You know? Ever been out with a fizzler? Fizzles when you fizzles, you know. Fizzles. Stuff comes out of their body.
People often wonder why we don't videotape this.
Fizzly. So Don, give us the topic that you're about to say, and then lost.
Well,
could
I ask a sensible question? Could somebody please help me? Because for months now, I've been wanting to understand this thing called The Voice. And I read an article in The Australian a couple of weeks ago done by a constitutional lawyer, and I was none the wiser when I'd finished reading it. And I see now the government are trying to enlist sports stars to help them get this across the line. Now, I don't know what it's about, But I can read through and think, why do you need sports stars? And isn't this a conscience vote as well? It's a bit like that when we had to vote on gay marriage, yep, or whatever else, that was a conscience vote. Shouldn't this be a conscious vote as
absolutely
well?
Absolutely spot on, Don.
But I don't understand what we're voting for.
And nor would the people, yep, that they're trying to recruit, the Indigenous what? People. There's about six of them. They wouldn't
no,
have
there's
any
a
idea.
Lot more than six.
Don, and we keep saying, if you want to keep dividing the country, get Indigenous people to back the voice, and everyone else just to make their own mind up. How about we do what you said? Just look at it when someone explains it and decide how you'd vote. I reckon our official position would be on the, you could not be serious, that you wouldn't vote for The Voice. I wouldn't vote for The Voice.
I've always...
Well, I want to know what I'm voting, yep, for and I've what the ramifications are. And if it goes wrong, we vote for it and think, oh, geez, we've made a mistake. Can we go to the Constitution again and take it out?
Look no further than how Jacinta Price.
There's Warren Mundine as well. For. What's that?
No one can explain what we're voting for.
Well, that's what I'm just trying to say. I'd like to know.
Yes. So
I would like to know what we're voting for.
Our official position, Don, is it not that we say don't vote for it because you don't know what it is? Why vote for something when you don't know what it is? It's a hoax. It's ridiculous.
The other thing that interests me is the fact that I think nearly 12% of our parliament is made up of Indigenous representation.
For 3% of the population.
Well, that's what I was just going to go on and say.
This is why
but
it's
why
nonsense.
Wouldn't you bring... You've got the lay-in councils and all the rest of it. Wouldn't they give to these parliamentarians who could then take it to parliament? I don't understand it.
No. Well, that's exactly why you shouldn't vote for it if you don't understand it. Now,
the other thing is, while we're on a political bend here, why do people resign? There's Wyatt who resigned from Western Australia out of the Liberal Party. Now, the other girl from down here, the senator, what's her name, who makes all the noise?
Jacinta.
No, Lydia Thorpe. Now, they resigned from their parties. Now, those people have been elected on the basis of the party in which they represent.
Yep.
Now, when you resign from the party, shouldn't you go out of parliament because you are not representing your constituents?
Correct. It's immoral and it's unethical. And that's what it is.
What's that?
That you don't... If you get elected by the people who think you're representing them in a certain party and you resign... Mm. Then that's immoral, unethical.
But they still stay there.
That's why I'm saying it. What I just said.
Didn't Jackie Lambie do that too?
Yep. Yeah, she did. She was One Nation, wasn't she? Clive Palmer.
Yep, plenty of people do it.
Yep.
But I think she... Hang on, but she's now getting back in her own right. That was years ago.
Yeah, it was.
And now she stands on in her own right.
I don't know. Don't want to draw too much of a comparison to this, but I got a tweet. It came up on my phone. I don't tweet anymore. Can't be bothered.
I thought you used to enjoy tweeting.
I did. I used to enjoy trading wits with numbskulls who just
wits with numbskulls.
Fuck wits, nitwits. Yeah, who used to say, "Oh,
and you were what? You were a cut above them, or were you on the same level?"
I was more than a cut, Don. I was on a completely different stratosphere.
No, I don't think so. I think you're on exactly the same level.
Absolutely, I was so superior. It was frightening.
Oh,
now, Don.
Oh, God.
So
what
I tell
you, doing your left
it
hand?
Comes up. It the fizzling. I tell you what comes up. Came up on my phone. It said, "Jim Penman is now following you." Do you know who Jim Penman is?
Yeah, from Jim's Mowing.
Yes,
the beer maker. He caused a bit of trouble.
The beer maker.
He is. He's causing problems.
I know, because he said his cans or Cooper's Light Ale said it looks like their can or something.
You're colouring.
Jim Penman. I reckon someone's got back to him because we mentioned that I might join Jimland. You know, Jim Land, he's setting up a new country, a new...
is he?
Not a country, a municipality.
Sovereignty or something.
Yes, a sovereign country. And he's
there
the
was
king?
One bloke called Hutt, didn't
I
he?
I know you said what? That last week.
Oh, did
week.
We say
from
that
WA?
Yeah, WA.
You said that last.
I think he's still there.
Don,
is he?
Oh, I think pretty sure he is.
Don, the snoring
Munison
is getting in.
What was it called?
Oh, I don't know.
Something of
Hutt Fremantle, down that way.
Hutt Province. We mentioned that last week, Don. Snoring has got you cognitively
I told
fucked.
You. I've got a problem.
Right. So Jim Penman said he's following us now, or me now, because we mentioned it last week. I reckon someone said, oh, no, I'd like to join Penman. Jim
Jim what?
What's
what?
It called?
No, Jim's country.
You should never truncate the word country. I meant to say Jim country, not Jim country tree, right? Jimland it is, and it says, hail, all hail the king. If you would like to be part of my new country, Jimland, visit, and then it gives his email address. And so I'm going to join Jimland. Don, you can.
What is he doing with his grass clippings, Jim?
What's he do with them? Probably thinks I think he sells them to Kate Save and they make salads out of them. He smokes them, do you reckon?
Oh, I don't know. Do you think he dries them out?
Do you know how many franchises he has? About? He has about 20 franchises. Yep. Dog grooming, mowing, surveying,
erecting
painting,
antennas.
Erecting things. He's got about 20. And do you know what his turnover is? They reckon. $500 million a year.
Oh, Jesus.
That came off the information that you get on the machine. That's extraordinary. So how successful is that man? So that's it. Now, Don, we've been going for right.
Maybe you could sponsor us.
Someone last week said, "Oh, I haven't heard the third part to You Cannot Be Serious." And I said, "Well, that's because there wasn't a third part. One of the interviews we were going to do, they weren't available at the last minute." But they're coming on in a future date, and we've got in an interview this week. Will I tell you who we've got?
No.
I won't tell you.
No, just tease it. Tease.
Well, I'll tease it. I think if she answers the phone, we're going to speak to Jeannie Little's daughter, who is Katie. Now, Katie will not get annoyed that I say it's Jeannie Little's daughter, because Katie is a star in her own right, Katie Little. But she is, nevertheless, Jeannie Little, the late Jeannie
and
Little.
The daughter of Barry.
Barry and Jeannie Little. And Jeannie was a Gold Logie winner.
In the 70s or
80s? I've got it written down here somewhere. She was a Gold Logie winner in... here we go. She was a Gold Logie winner in 1974. I think so. Got it from being on... No, that's not right, Don. No. I've told you a lie there. Anyhow, we're going to brush up on that before we speak to Katie. So that's coming up. And what we're going to do now is we're going to stop this because...
we're going to have coffee?
Did you finish what you were saying? I did Jimland. Phoebe couldn't even bring herself to mention that she heard me say this on You Cannot Be Serious, but, you know, chastised the Herald Sun when they didn't mention it. And finally, do you know, this is starting, thank heavens, this is starting to take root, and it probably is starting to take root as a result of that big burly man with a beard who said he was a woman and won the powerlifting women's competition, taking the piss out of them, he was. So this has started to take hold. A surfer, Bethany Hamilton said that she would boycott any event where there were trans men signalling as women entering the women's competition. And she pulled out of one of them because there was a trans man came in. She said, no, a trans golfer, Brianna Gill, has been signalling as a woman since 2015 and braining them because she is actually a man. And they are now starting, the women, the sporting bodies, saying, let's boycott the whole event. If there's a trans person playing women's sport who is actually biologically a man, let's boycott the event. That would stop it overnight, Don, because you'd have a track meet or a surfing competition or a tennis tournament or a golf tournament.
And
if a trans man came and suddenly no one turned up and the trans man was the only person playing, that would end it overnight. Why don't they? Why don't the women
have their own games?
That's it. Why don't they? And why don't the women who keep squawking about it? Why don't they ramp up?
It must be. It must be in demand. It must be in demand. There must be a need to have these games. So
what
I think
games?
Trans games.
That's all right. Have trans games. Don't be arrogant and pompous enough to because you're a man think you can infiltrate women's sport. It is, and the people who do it ought to be ashamed of themselves. They're just nothing but parasites. Dishonest parasites. So that's the thing. Women, if you're a biological woman and you've got men trying to infiltrate your sport, boycott the thing and then you won't even have an event. And finally, if you want to see where the woke world's got, I watch a film called On a Wing and a Prayer with Dennis Quaid in it. And it's a true story about how a Caucasian family and a Caucasian air traffic controller and a Caucasian family and a Caucasian assistants, they actually bring this man down. This is a true story. When the plane struck engine, when the pilot actually died, and this bloke, Dennis Quaid, had to take over. And all the people in the film, because it's true, were Caucasian, white. Well, so when the film comes out, there's a black traffic controller, there's an Asian assistant, there's black. They have just completely rearranged this true story. What's the point of having a true story? It would be like getting Kevin Spacey to play Muhammad Ali in a remake of Muhammad Ali.
Oh, no, you couldn't do that.
Oh, Kevin Spacey, that covers everything. The gay man who touches people up in bars, an actor, white actor. So you could have Kevin Spacey playing Muhammad Ali. What? And they'd say, oh, well, he's not black. And they'd say, who's that? Phoebe, come on down, Dale, please. Yes, you've missed. I'll tell you what you've missed. Let me read out something. We're just about to close. Come here, Dale. Phoebe, please.
Don't be condescending. No, Dale.
Sorry. I didn't mean to say Dale. I didn't mean to say that. So I read your very, very good article in the Sunday Herald Sun about the dolls. And it says, this is what you said. They have been doing this for a long time, Newman said on Wednesday. What about on as heard on You Cannot Be Serious?
That was in the original copy, You Cannot Be Serious. I don't know where that's gone, actually.
Well, there it is.
It's in the online copy.
Oh, yeah. So why didn't they put it in the paper? I'll tell you why they did in the paper, because we show them up. We get more stories that they pinch from us and give us no credit for. You're one of them. So you reckon you put
I did, because let me find the online.
That's that man you introduced me to at the Grand Prix. What's his name?
I walked in here and you really are quite up and about this morning, aren't you?
What's his name, the man?
My editor is Nick Papps. Yes, and you did meet him on Sunday.
And he would have... why didn't he put You Cannot Be Serious in there? Did he take it out? Too many words.
Fiona, while you're here...
Oh, my Lord. Hello. Good morning, Don.
Address that problem first, but yes. I've got something, because you're a journo.
Go on.
No, address that problem. What are you doing?
I'm looking for the original story. Go on.
Okay.
Well, Nick Pappas.
One thing that's close to...
Nick Papps. Nick, if you're going to quote us, give us the courtesy of putting You Cannot Be Serious in, as heard on.
Oh, Fiona.
Yes.
Now, the team that I used to play for, Hawthorn, they just received $15 million from the government. Now, this all goes back to COVID when Jeff Kennett, the Andrews was handing out money to the various football clubs, and because Kennett was, voicing his disapproval the way it was handled, he decided not to give it to Hawthorn, the $15 million. Then Molino came in as acting premier. He promised the $15 million. Now, as far as being reported in the media... Why was it done on a Sunday night on one news channel It has not been covered by any other news outlet. Why would that be in the state of we're in at the moment? Victoria's going up cap in hand, apparently, to the federal government.
I think that has been covered by more than one news outlet.
I have not seen it anywhere else except a little grab on...
You may just have read one news outlet. But no, I'm pretty sure that's been quite widely reported. It was on television.
Yeah. And we are going through at this stage... Sunday, Easter Sunday. Mm. Nobody's at home. They're all away. They're not watching the news and whatever else. I reckon that was strategically released so it wouldn't get the publicity it should have. Because we are up the proverbial creek at the moment without a paddle in the canoe, without a
Hawthorne
paddle. Hawthorne, huh? No, the Victorian economy.
Oh, Hawthorne are up the paddle without a
creek. No, they're not up the paddle. They've got a lot. Money in the bank.
Up the pedal.
Why do media outlets do that? Are there certain times that they let stories go, or the
it's not so much media outlets that drop stories at certain times. There is
or the
a
government.
Term, no,
there, Would
there's
it
a
be the government?
There's a term called putting out the trash, and when you put out the trash, it's designed to purposely putting a story out. At a period in the news cycle where it is unlikely to, where
okay,
it is likely
so when,
to be the
when
least
are those
amount
times,
of notice.
There's got to be times throughout the year where you let
there's
these.
There's times throughout the week. You know, if 5 o'clock, 5:30 on a Friday night is a great time to put the trash out because most people have, clocked off for the week, and that includes journos. You've got less, teams working over the weekend. You've got a lot of early deadlines. If you're drop something at 6:30 on a Saturday night and,
It'll get no coverage.
Well, it'll get coverage, but it's, likely to get not as much coverage as if you put it out at 9 o'clock on a...
I thought this was very, very calculating, either by the state...
Just to kind of go on to that point about the idea of sort of where you're inserting yourself in a news cycle, if you want to make TV news, for example, putting something out at 10 to 6 is going to mean that you're not going to get a... It doesn't give anyone time to build a story or to get the vision to go out on the road or get fresh grabs, get fresh content, get fresh footage to go with a story. It becomes quite a quick pull together. Whereas if you're putting something out at, say, most news conferences are at 10 or 11 o'clock in the morning because that means that you can get... all your afternoon bulletins and you'll get online and print. It just gives you a bigger target of potential media to aim
wider
for.
Wider range of audience. Don, do you know what the
So when you want exposure, please, you let Don. It go at that time and when you don't want the exposure but you've got to let it go, you put it in one of these hidden areas.
Yes, you just said that. Do you know what the hallmark of a big man is? To apologise when you're wrong. I'm apologising to Phoebe. This is the story she lodged in the paper, and it said, as heard on You Cannot Be Serious, she did put it in, and Nick Paps...
No, he did not, because... No, that's not... Do not say that. So
right.
Get
hold of your people who...
You are correct, Ivan, because it would be a word count
issue.
Is that
Don? I'm correct.
What?
And so
word count. You cannot be serious. You cannot...
Yeah,
four words.
You do it too, Sam. You put YCBS.
YCBS. Yeah. Well, why couldn't they put YCBS in? That's
okay,
no letters.
Know what they're talking about.
Now, I noticed that you were in another story today. You've been clickbaited today.
I'm apologising. You did put it in, and the Sunday Herald Sun were weak enough, gutless enough to take it out. So go on.
I saw that you were in a story today.
Really?
Yes.
Oh, God, what?
exactly what the story is.
I do not.
I got it sent to me by your son.
I do not.
He said, why aren't you in it?
I do not
Referring
know.
Referring to me, yours truly.
I
said I haven't got a boat.
Could I?
You're bloody, how old are you? 70, 80?
Could I swear on a stack of Bibles if that, I have no idea what you're talking about.
The top 15 bachelors in Melbourne.
Oh, is that why you referred to that earlier on in the
what
podcast?
What about?
You said bachelors. I have no idea what you're talking about, but I think what we should do is close off because the doc is coming on. And How good does Phoebe look today?
Oh, tell look at her face. What a bloody... Oh, you're a... Oh, she I'm going to say something. Like you had a morose look on your face, and as soon as Ben's mentioned, oh, the smile Righto. Comes on. She's up and about.
We're going to tense up because he's going to ring in, hopefully, and I haven't contacted him, but he is going to ring in. He said he would last week, and if he doesn't, bad luck. So we're going to close off, Phoebe, and then you're going to tell me what that... you're talking about, because I have no idea what you're talking about.